Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Stevie Dan bringing us back. Probably figured out by now, I like that band, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. There is no other, just me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Have a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the galactic guru of business planning, and the author of the Plan As You Go Business Plan, the purveyor of timberry.com, which is an absolutely must know about website and blog that you guys, if you're a small business owner, you got to know what Tim's saying. You got to know what he's up to. Tim, thanks again for staying with us. We were just talking about bootstrapping, what it is, what it looks like, how to do it. Now let's take that to the next level where we're still bootstrapping. You know, I really think small businesses really never stop bootstrapping. I mean, Tim, you've heard me say that that's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. But now that we're at a point now with our bootstrapping operation where we got a little business, we got a little critical mass, we got some consistency, we can't let our guard down, but now we can actually think about maybe getting a business loan, blending some borrowed money with our capital, with our cash, with our retained earnings. Talk to us about how to build that kind of a capital plan.
I think number one on that is, certainly in my case, we never really wanted high profitability because we wanted to grow and we didn't have outside capital. So as I did business plans year by year, I would aim for about 2% profits, which would be enough to finance the growth, with the assumption that what extra money I might have had as profits would be better spent in marketing to generate growth.
So you burned some of your of what would could have been net profit in the operating expenses, which in the form of marketing and that sort of thing.
Absolutely, and on purpose, and it was part of the plan. And and our goal was 2% profits to finance growth because you do have to finance growth,
right?
And there's two general, well, at least two ways to look at a loan. One is borrowing money to buy growth with marketing,
right?
Which would have worried me in the years of growth.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
And the other, much more interesting, is borrowing money to finance the gaps in your finance that you've already sold.
Right.
Specifically, borrowing money because your clients owe you money and they're going to pay, but they haven't paid yet, and you have to wait because that's the nature of business.
That's leveling out the rough spots. That's what, folks, you've heard Tim and I, you've heard me talk about it. You've heard Tim and me talk about it. This is where the 12-month cash flow statement tells you where those are, and then you talk to your banker and explain and show your banker where the gaps are, and he helps you out.
And you come very quickly in a lot of business-to-business, almost all business-to-business, you come very quickly, if you're successful in getting going bootstrapping, to the encounter with what we call accounts receivable, which is you've done the work and they owe you the money, you've made the sale, but you don't have the money in the bank. And that's a really good reason, if as you grow, as you become a company that can borrow money, that's a good reason to borrow money, financing your accounts receivable.
Well, and inventory, right? But also, part of the capitalization plan is financing capital items. Don't use your operating cash or your retained earnings to pay cash for a computer or for a vehicle or for a fixture of some kind or something like that. Use that money, get a term loan, pay it out over time. One of the things that this does, your advice right there, Tim, one of the things that does, and it's really an important thing, is when you get to that point, that's when the owner gets a lot closer to being able to take a regular paycheck.
Ah, yes, which is a great moment. in the history of business.
It is. It's
when
good
you can
for,
finally
good,
support yourself.
It's good for the company, it's good for you, and it's good for your family, because they're looking around saying, Mama, or, you know, or dad, or whoever's in the, you know, on the other side waiting on you to come home is saying, when's this thing going to start being like a regular job?
Yes, that's a very important moment.
Yeah.
And in that, as you point out, you need to have a plan for how are we going to finance this thing if we grow, as we grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that will sometimes, now, for me, bootstrapping includes taking the risk of having debt if it's planned and appropriate debt that,
right.
that you're sure you can manage to pay off and finance and et cetera.
Right.
That's part of the whole bag of tricks that the business owner has.
It's called managing risk. It's called managing risk. It's not being foolhardy.
Right. Well, one assumes if you do it right, that risk is part of growing a business.
That's right.
Look at, I never...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.